So what then, in your opinion, stops the average person from starting a real B business?
The trouble is most people cannot afford to build one. It takes 5-10 years to build one. And the failure rate is 90% in the first 5 years. And to build a B business, I mean, right now it costs me about $5 million a year just to build it. And if you fail, then you owe all that money and a lot of people go bankrupt. And I failed twice. I didn't go bankrupt, but it cost me millions of dollars. And it means basically 10 years without taking a paycheck a lot of the times. So most E's and S's really don't have the mental, emotional, and financial stamina to handle that. And they don't know how to go to the I, to the stock market for an IPO or something like this. They've just not been trained to do it. So if you want to build a business, you know, the one way is to start it on your own, which I've done several times in my lifetime. I have my manufacturing, I have a real estate company, I have mining, I have oil companies and things like this, but I've been trained to do that. But if you don't have that, then you can start a franchise, like McDonald's is a good franchise. The trouble is it costs you $1 million to start, and then you still don't make money for a couple of years on top of it. And then the third one that's come along, which I think is an information age B quadrant business, is network marketing. And a lot of people have a negative, and I'm not in network marketing, but people say, well, what network marketing? I have a bad word for it. That's because they really don't understand the richest people in the world build networks. For instance, that's why it's called a television network. So the richest people own television networks, a telephone network, you know, a network of service stations. But my rich dad used to say to me, the rich build networks, everybody else looks for work. And it depends on your training. So network marketing to me is a brilliant way for a person to get in with low cost and, you know, spend 5 years of some sweat equity and things actually building a very big asset that can set you financially free. The trouble is most people, because of intermediate gratification, don't really have the determination and the stamina to stick it out. Plus, many times they have friends who have these negative ideas on network marketing. And I must admit, like I said, I didn't make my money in network marketing. I start my own businesses. And I had negative ideas until I started to realize if I opened my mind and changed some of the ways I look at things and stopped listening to my cheap and tacky friends, I might see the value of a network marketing business. The network marketing business is a way for the average guy without much money to keep their daytime job and really build an asset that sets them free.
I don't think most people would consider network marketing, though, to be a real business.
Well, how would the average E&S know what a real business is anyway? Because they're either employees of one or they're struggling. They own a job if they're self-employed. I just like to cut to the chase right now and, you know, get into it because